Yo, 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 what's up, guys? This is your boy DJ Desky here, and I'm back with another episode of Don't Trip, We Got You. You know, we got Miss Gotti with us.
What up, what up?
We got JP.
What up?
And we got a special guest. Y'all might know him as DJ Primetime. Y'all might remember from Bench Talk. We have Amarion Sanders in the building with us.
Yo.
What's happening? What's happening? So, before we get into the questions and everything, how everybody's day going? You know, I didn't get to see you guys yesterday. So, how was everybody's day yesterday? How that day going today?
I woke up quite angry.
Why you did that?
But I'm better now.
Oh, okay, okay. That's
you know, like, I'm better. Like so much better.
Just a quick
when reset. I look back over all he brought me through.
Preach to him.
I can see that you
hallelujah.
Were the one I held on to.
Come on.
Now I'm stronger.
Come to me.
And I'm wiser.
Thank you, Jesus.
Nah, I'm good. I'm good. I'm good. Today's great.
Okay, okay. What about you, Prompt Al?
I'm doing good. I'm feeling better. Taking one day at a time.
Okay.
You know? So, yeah.
That's all you can do. That's all you can do. Ms. Gotti?
Yeah, we're just trying to survive this week. It's March Madness, Sectional 10. We had a real exciting game. I think there was somebody that hit like an overtime three-point buzzer beater,
yeah,
maybe?
I think I seen that on Instagram.
Yeah. Like, I mean, he had probably like one of the games of his life. I think maybe a career high 24 points.
Yeah, I think that was good too. Yeah.
Wasn't Indy Star? They you were on there, weren't you?
Yeah. No, that wasn't me.
Oh, that wasn't you? My bad.
It just looks like someone similar.
Yeah, I see him around the square every now and then. We call each other twin and them. You know what I'm saying? That's twin. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You feel me? Yeah.
Really, y'all heard wild.
Yeah, we good. Ready to do it again tomorrow.
Yeah, definitely. We got to come out, you know, play hard. And just keep playing ball, man. Surviving advance. That's what our coach been telling us for sectionals, man. That's all it's about, surviving and advancing. And I don't want nobody to cut my nest down because anybody about to come to my crib and cut my nest down my senior year, so I'm going to do whatever it takes to get that job done.
Let's go then.
But, you know, this is not a Bench Talk episode. This is a Don't Trip, so enough on the sports. Let's get to the questions.
Okay, so.
Big life questions today.
The first question is hot dog, is a hot dog a sandwich?
Oh,
I read it wrong before I said
I don't think a hot dog is a sandwich, but I think you could use a hot dog bun to make a sandwich.
Okay. Yeah.
Like, I've been making like sub sandwiches with hot dog buns.
Mm-hmm.
I done made garlic bread with hot dog buns before. I done used a lot of things.
Good.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to say no. Like, I don't think a hot dog is a sandwich. It does kind of have the components of a sandwich.
Yeah.
However, my solid argument for why it's not is because your toppings are exposed.
You feel? Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Like, no other sandwich has the toppings exposed.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, like, you know, like, usually it's like a bun on the bottom, bun on the top. Mm-hmm. But then it's a bun on the side and another bun on the other side. Like nobody eats a hot dog like this, like, with the dog facing towards you.
Right. I do know a person who eats their hot dog.
They flip it? Do they not put toppings on it? Because otherwise those toppings, I feel like, would end up
they
in their
don't.
Lap.
They eat, like, plain hot dogs.
Oh, what do you guys put on your hot dogs?
Ketchup.
It depends on my mood.
Yeah, like when I was
younger. If I don't have barbecue sauce.
Barbecue sauce too. Yeah, some honey
if
barbecue.
I don't,
I used to put,
if
relish,
I don't
I used
have
to put relish on there.
Oh, I'm team relish.
I was going to say, if I don't have barbecue sauce, it's going to be ketchup or mustard or ketchup, mustard, and relish.
Normal mustard, spicy mustard, honey mustard.
Honey mustard.
Honey mustard, yes.
On a hot dog?
No, I'm just saying in general. I would never put
honey mustard on a hot dog. Yeah, I don't like regular mustard.
I wouldn't put honey mustard on a hot dog.
But like with meatloaf,
honey mustard is my favorite mustard.
Yeah, no, I don't like normal mustard.
No, I don't either.
Yellow mustard, sorry.
Unless I'm like eating it with something.
Unless like, you mean like a
like if I got on like a cheeseburger or like a hot dog. Yeah.
Nix the mustard.
I wouldn't put honey mustard on a hot dog though.
Nah.
Ketchup and relish. That's my go-tos.
My go-tos are like, I used to put cheese on it when I was younger. Like a
they make the hot dogs with like the little cheese in them too.
Yeah, like I kind of like used to like.
Yeah, that. Ooh, I can't stand that. I remember I had one. Ooh, my lactose intolerant just
went into overdrive.
Okay, yeah. Cause I remember I bit into it and I was like, what? Just like it was like melted cheese, obviously.
Right.
Yeah. So it like can I?
They get what you're trying to say.
Yeah. So when it happened, I was like, what is this? And I looked and it was like cheese. And I was like, why would you give me this?
You weren't ready.
And it was like, I didn't know. And I was like,
he wasn't ready.
But you learned.
I did learn. And then my stomach was in pain because I had chili fries too. So
you set yourself up for failure.
That's a bad combination.
Yes, like I'm lactose intolerant, but I still like certain stuff.
It's okay.
Okay, okay. What should I go to with the hot dog though? Like, what's on the side of your plate?
Fries.
And not putting chips with it?
Yeah, it's either fries or chips. Either one. All
right, so if you got the crib, because you make you a hot dog, you putting fries in the oven or in an air fryer. No, you get some chips and you putting them on the side of your plate. Like, let's be real, kid.
Okay, yeah, you're right.
No, because right. I rarely eat the chips in my house.
If you had the chips, you'll like it, though. Whatever you picking, you going to put some chips to the side of your plate because I'm already knowing.
Yeah.
That's how we was raised and growing up. Like, you always got to put chips on the side. Like, if you making some food at the crib, like 1 minute food, you putting tips on the side of that.
You don't know what I've noticed?
What?
At like a family cookout or whatever, and they like grilling or like making hot dogs. If it, like, it don't matter what it is. Like, it could be like any family event, like a birthday, all of that. And they make hot dogs or like burgers. They never make fries. There's always bags of chips.
Yeah, because a lot of times, how they gonna make fries? Like, you gonna have long extension cords for your air fryer, or you gonna drop them in?
Like, how you gonna grill some fries?
Yeah.
You can bake them. Baked fries.
Where are you finding ovens at cookouts?
Yeah.
In the house?
That's true. I think of cookouts being like at a park.
Yeah, at a park or something.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Could be in the backyard.
We usually do them in the backyard.
I mean, I had a cookout in my house before, but like, I never really had like a cookout.
Now, I could see if it was like a family reunion or something, like we go to the park. But like usually, like when it's just like a family cookout, we usually like go over like somebody's house and like they like, cause they got a pretty big house.
Mm-hmm. But at that point,
so usually just like go in the backyard.
It's not really a cookout at that point to me, cause like at that point now I'm having potato salad, macaroni and cheese, baked beans. Like now I'm having side dishes with that. You know what I'm saying? if I'm at somebody's crib with it, but if I'm at like a park or something, we might have some side dishes like every now and then. But like the main dishes like some chips, burgers. Might throw a little bit of ribs on there for the older people, you know what I'm saying? Mm. Now that I'm old, I get to get in that category, get the ribs down, so it'd be smooth. You know what I'm saying? I used to have my big brother sneak me some.
There's an age limit for your ribs. I love that.
Yeah, definitely, man.
It's actually funny, because, like, when most, like, black families, it's like certain stuff.
Yeah,
like,
they don't let kids eat certain stuff. Here's the little kids table.
They don't let you get the brats.
You can't get steak.
That's how it is.
Because they feel like you're going to waste it. But
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Like, but I mean, me personally, because my mama is like whitewashed. Like, I say this all the time. So she not going to care. So, like, I've pretty much eaten steak since I was like, I want to say like 9 or 10.
Mm-hmm.
But ribs, that was the one thing I really couldn't eat.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't like ribs? But every time I go to Applebee's.
No. I like them. She wouldn't let me eat them.
Oh, okay.
My uncle will always make them for her, and I'd be like, "Oh, can I get some?" No.
You can't get none.
Fine, I'll just go to my room. Leave me alone.
I don't want no ribs anyway.
I don't want no. I won't ask you for nothing else. Mom, can you take me to store real quick?
Nah, but that was a good question though, man. I don't know how we got on cookouts and ribs, but hey, man.
Life happens.
But what's the next question, JP?
Is cereal a soup?
No.
I don't think it is.
I usually say yes to this one. Cereal soup. Like, it's in a liquid. You eat it with a spoon.
I mean, I just don't like, I've never heard of cold soup.
Me neither.
They're not super common, but they have them.
Like, every soup I've known of, you have to put it in, either comes out of a can, you have to put it in the microwave, or you have to heat it up in some type of shape or form.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's fair. I asked my mom this question. So I was like, I want to have a good argument for it. Like, whatever I say, like, I want to be able to support it. And my mom is like, no, it's not a soup because you can eat cereal plain. And I was like, dang it, Mom.
You can win.
Oh, you can.
You win. Okay, so I always said no, and then Mama got me right.
Well, another question, though. Is cereal a breakfast food or just like a snack
type? It's an all-day food for me. Because I eat it whenever I wake up. Yeah. I eat it when I get home.
I eat cereal more at night than I do in the morning.
Facts.
Is that like a little sweet fix before bed?
Mm-hmm.
Like, love me some cereal. You usually always find cereal in the office.
I don't keep my cereal. I like in my house, we get our own boxes of cereal.
Oh, I used to love
so, like, I have two boxes of cereal for myself. I don't keep them in the kitchen anymore. They're, like, on the side cereal. Of my bed.
What's your go-to cereal right now?
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Yes.
Yeah. Or Captain Crunch all berries.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All berries?
Yes.
The all berries used to bust, yeah, but like I need to like the little yellow ones in there for
yeah,
some
I
reason.
Like that one. That's
I just need, I like. But like, I don't like, I don't need them as much as I do the berries, but like, I just need a couple of them in my cereal.
Mm-mm. Balance yeah. it out.
They give me no satisfaction because they have no taste.
That's the
yes, they
that's,
do.
That's
no, like, they don't.
They even it all out. Ooh. Like, some, like, you know, I was like, like the marshmallow, what's it called?
The Lucky Charms.
Lucky Charms.
Like I could have all marshmallow, but at the same time, I need a couple of them.
But technically, it might not be Lucky Charms because I know Trix. Yeah. And like,
has marshmallows now too?
Yeah.
They starting to put marshmallows in there.
Almost
think,
every cereal
like,
has.
A lot of cereals, like they have, like it may not be like the main box, but like they have like those like special limited boxes.
Like Reese's Puffs used to have like the big puff balls.
Oh. But now it's like Reese's Minis.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. A lot of cereals go into like the little minis.
Mm-hmm. Like yeah, like all different
variations.
They got
Trix Minis. Those are the ones with the marshmallows in them. Yeah. And then
I love cereal.
I do too.
Mm-hmm. I eat cereal
Cookie
like
Crisp
sleep.
Used to be my favorite Ooh. When I was a kid.
Cookie Crisp made a cinnamon roll one, like a limited edition cinnamon roll.
Fire. I haven't had it yet.
So good.
But if it's that anything like good. Cinnamon Toast Crunch, I will
Cinnabon
eat it.
Came out with a mini cinnamon roll cereal, too.
I see.
Cinnabon?
That. Yeah, it's so good.
Oh, mm-hmm. God.
Mm-hmm.
If Pop-Tarts ever made a cereal, okay, I know this is, like, not on the
did they?
Paper, but I got a
question. I could have swore I thought they did.
I thought they did.
They no,
it was like
the
it
minis.
Was the Pop-Tart Bites.
Oh, yeah. Hey, them was actually good.
Fire.
Were they? I'm
no, not
going to
lie.
But Coach Davis used to have some in the locker room. I used to grab a pack every day.
Not a bad move.
Yeah. If I'm in the mood, I would take like 2 bags of the Pop-Tart Bites, put them in a bowl, and pour some milk in them.
Okay.
Because, I mean, I dip my Pop-Tarts in milk anyway. So, it's just great.
I feel like if I would do that, I would have to get the chocolate fudge Pop-Tarts.
Cereal gets soggy?
Just so like it can not that even it out, honestly.
What's your go-to flavor for Pop-Tarts?
S'mores.
S'mores.
Oh, yeah, that's what I would say. S'mores in the microwave for like 8 seconds just so the middle's gooey. Mm.
I mean,
blueberry.
Like at practice,
blueberries.
No, I'm
not
thinking,
fake
brown sugar cinnamon.
Yes, and the cinnamon
go-to.
Brown sugar.
That's the go-to.
That one in the s'mores.
That's the go-to.
Yeah, you want to know one Pop-Tart that everybody like hates on me because I've never had it
with the Oreos,
the wild berry.
I've never had wild berry.
It's like the
it's
purple
good.
Icing with the blue stripe on it.
Yeah,
never had it before though.
Yeah, I've never had it.
I don't want it.
And people
I
tell people that people literally hate on me for that.
Like I don't like all these new variations of Pop-Tarts. Like I seen like an orange soda.
That's
flavor
one of the old ones though.
I was like,
yeah, we were supposed
wild
to
berry's one of the old ones.
Yeah, last school year we were supposed to do a this thing with Cash. Where he was like going to order like all these like extravagant flavors of Pop-Tart, like
and taste test them.
Oh,
yeah,
he
was going to taste test them. Yeah, and I remember we all tried to get him to buy this ranch flavored one because it was like I can't remember Hidden Valley Ranch, and it was like ranch flavored Pop-Tart, and I remember everybody wanted him to get it.
To get
and he was
that
like,
one.
Come on, Cash, get it, get
I
it. But
like
it was
you could
so rare
that
to
on
get.
A salad, and it might be good.
Like imagine it's like
it tastes like ranch.
Imagine if it was actually good.
The cream filling on the inside is just ranch. Who eats ranch just by itself though?
Nah.
You'd be surprised. You'd be surprised.
Nobody. A lot of people don't eat side dressings by like. What's if you had to eat a side dressing like a dressing by itself? What would it be?
French.
I love French.
Not like, what's it? No, not a dressing. A condiment. That's my fault. A condiment.
French.
That is a condiment.
French dressing.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Honey
by
mustard.
Itself?
Yes.
Honey mustard.
I would do a spoonful
French
of
dressing
honey
is
mustard.
An alternative to ranch dressing.
Duh, I mean, I know what it is, but like.
No, I'm just saying for people who don't know.
Oh. Not gonna lie, if I'm eating the salad, I'm taking Italian over French, though.
Italian?
What?
Italian's not bad. I'm probably doing some
That's
type of vinaigrette.
It's too runny for me.
I like
it's
the
too
light
for me.
Ones.
No, but you gotta like, when you like tossing your salads together, mixing it, you gotta put the Italian with the salad, so like now it's like on the lead, on like.
Yeah, I know you're talking about.
So it's coated.
Either I would say
so
if I had
coated.
To eat
like a Caesar salad,
a condiment by itself, it would probably be French or honey mustard.
Yeah,
it's one of them.
Either honey mustard or like
or barbecue sauce.
We know how barbecue sauce.
Sweet baby Ray's.
Sweet baby Ray's. That's the go-to man. Literally. What's the next question?
All right, next question. Question 3.
Wait, how many questions we got?
4. We got two more. Well, after this one, we got one.
Go to the last one.
The last one first.
Yeah, because we only got like 2 minutes before this bell. You can cut that okay. part out.
Welcome. Are there more windows?
No, the other one.
Oh, the other one.
Eyes are.
Okay. Are there more legs or eyes in the world?
More eyes.
I'd say eyes. Like, you hear people, like, again, their legs amputated because, like, some type of rare disease or something like that. But, like, you don't hear a lot of people getting their eye taken out or, like, being born without an eye.
1738.
I was not expecting that.
That's wild. But, I definitely say eyes.
I'd say there's more eyes.
Because even still, like, even in that situation, like, you still have another eye, like, yeah. I know people in this world who has no legs at all.
Technically blind people, right? I'm trying not to laugh.
They still have eyes.
Well, I mean, they still have eyes.
I know they still have eyes, but does it count if they can't see?
Yes.
Okay, so what about...
Because technically their eyes have no use.
So what about paralyzed people then?
But it's still there.
What about people paralyzed from the waist down?
I'm just going to throw out something else to make y'all think. Spiders. I'm going to say legs, and I'm going to say spiders.
I didn't think about animals.
Oh, we're talking about animals.
We're just talking about eyes and legs. Are there more eyes or legs?
I'm thinking more legs now.
Yeah, I'm thinking more
if
legs.
We were to say that mythical creatures were real.
I mean, fish are real. They don't have legs. We could say that.
There's a lot of fishes in the sea. That's it what is. I've been told. But I like my fish better. That's another topic for another day. I'm gonna have to say the sense Ms. Gotti just said about animals, I'm gonna have to say legs. Now I'm gonna have to change my answer.
I'm gonna have to go with legs after that.
I'm gonna give you one more argument for legs, and then we can shut it down because you're gonna just be like, oh yeah. What are you sitting on right now?
A chair.
What's the chair have?
Legs. Oh yeah. So on that note, we're done. Okay.
But cameras have like
an eye. Ooh, eyes. The eye in the
phone
sky.
Cameras.
Drones. Never lie.
Oh my god.
Tables.
He's a government.
Oh, go see government. God, Cam, cut that out. I don't want to get caught.
Guys, as you see, it was great talks, great energy, great conversation, man. We had really good, fun questions. Thank you, Amarion, for hopping on the show.
Yep.
Thank you, Ms. Gotti, coming down and hopping on with us, recording today. Thank you, JP, for asking us questions. Thank you guys for tapping in and tuning in, man. So keep tuning. We're going to start posting questions again for you guys to join on and look at that and, like, participate and stuff like that. So tap in on that when we drop that. And don't trip. We got you, man. We out.